Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slick Kaufman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Slick Kaufman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Moses reaches second base with a double. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill, who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill. York reaches second base with a double. Lobbs scores. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Slick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to second. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Geringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Fox moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Slick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Parker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Gehringer moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehringer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Tigers. Slick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly is hit by the pitch. Brucker moves to second. George Caster pinch runs for Harry Kelly. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brucker scores. Caster moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-2 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Turbeville now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Tigers. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Hill moves to second. One out. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Ace Parker. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Nelson reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Hill scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney pinch hits for George Turbeville. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Finney moves to second. It's 8-6, Tigers. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-3 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into left field. Walker picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Finney scores. Moses moves to third. Dean moves to second. It's 8-7, Tigers. Boots Poffenberger now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Thomas now pitching. Warren Houston now playing shortstop. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Owen reaches second base with a double. Moses throws the ball into Werber, who tags Owen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lobbs scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. York hits a pop-up towards short. Houston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Boots Poffenberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poffenberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogel moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Poffenberger moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rogel scores. Poffenberger moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-7, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Poffenberger scores. It's 11-7, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Peters applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Warren Houston. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brucker for the out. Two outs. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing left field. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. York hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.